Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Biggest sports weekend in the history of Houston ends in style. Two massive wins yesterday, the biggest win of the Bill O'Brien era. Sorry, Mark Vandermeer, those are just facts. We'll back those up. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien in 15 minutes. And you just heard it, the Houston Astros. I know a lot of people were exhausted with their sports intake, but two innings of free baseball ending with a walk-off from Carlos Correa. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. On a reaction Monday, John, two W's yesterday, about as significant as they possibly could have been at this point in the season.
I almost OD'd on Houston sports, and it was a good OD. It was a lot of sports in a short amount of time. It was the two, you could argue each win by itself was the best that this manager, that the respective teams have had this year, clearly. For the Texans, you could argue, but the Chiefs was a huge, huge win. But we got to start with the Astros, man. We were all saying, oh, my God, like the future Mrs. Correa when that ball went out there. Massive, massive weekend, massive, massive game. And Carlos Correa with redemption, even put his hand to his ear. I don't think that was to listen to the cheers, per se, as much as where are all my critics now. Guy missed 75 games. Guy was 3-for-22 in the postseason. Criticized sometimes fairly, sometimes unfairly, and hits the shot, the first first walk-off home run in Astros postseason since Chris Burke in 2004.
You got the Yankees right where you want them right now. I mean, you got the Yankees right now in a best-of-five series where Gerrit Cole is going to start the first and last of the best-of-five. That's exactly what you would want. Verlander is going to be sprinkled in there, and then you'll get some Greinke. Hold your breath for that. But this is the situation that you ask for. And most importantly, you got the Yankees playing some gimmicky, played-out baseball right now. I almost cussed because it disgusts me this much. It's one thing to watch the Rays just strip their bullpen every game and play this gimmicky stuff. Maybe I'm sounding a little bit too old school, which is just something that maybe baseball brings out of me. But to see the fact that the Yankees are this scared to where they're taking their pitcher out in the third inning, to where they're making changes every other batter, to where how gimmicky things are, the Astros right now, they're the better squad. They got the Yankees playing this gimmicky style of baseball, and you got a best-of-five series with Gerrit Cole. I like where the Astros are at. I don't think you could be in a better situation right now for this series.
I agree with that, but we'll find out on just how good this Yankees team is compared to the Astros and who wins this thing. We'll find out for sure. It is epic. It's an epic weekend. We are at the center of the sports universe here in Houston. Epic is thrown around a lot, especially by the millennials, but we are truly in that time here in Houston. But the Astros, I think you're in the Yankees' head. I know you're in the Yankees' head collectively, but Aaron Boone is doing things that is just so out of, even for postseason baseball, it's so out of character. And he's doing it because you got Verlander and Cole. Gerrit Cole had a factor. Was a factor in last night's game. Gerrit Cole sitting over there with just his warm-up shirt on, not even in uniform per se, ready to play.
Explain that.
Because Aaron Boone realizes he's got to go Verlander and Cole back-to-back, and so there is zero margin for error. You don't take out you don't take out your pitcher in that situation in the third inning when he was actually when he was actually pitching all right.
And then he took out the guy after
Quinn,
that too early. Yeah, he took him out
too
early too.
He was dealing.
Yeah, he's scared. I mean, mm-hmm. they're playing scared, tired baseball.
Yeah, you're in Aaron Boone's head if you're Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. That said, I mean, they had some legitimate chances to win that thing last night, and Carlos Correa saved the day twice. Twice he saved the day.
Yeah, he saved. Actually, I mean, he drove in the first run. Probably could have scored two if Alvarez had been a little bit more aggressive. But we've seen that kind of backfire in the Astros. So he stayed at third. End up stranding two guys on second and third with one out. Then Carlos Correa throws out what would have been the go-ahead run at the plate. He does that. And then, of course, in the 11th, the walk-off home run. It was a Carlos Correa game yesterday, and it seems like he lives for this moment. You know, in the regular season, he's hobbled. You don't always see him in the lineup, but make no mistake about it, Carlos Correa, most talented guy on this Astros team, and he seems to like the spotlight, and he shined yesterday as the Astros topped the Yankees. Landry Locker, John Lopez. We'll get more into that, of course, about the Astros win and the situation moving forward and those damn scared Yankees. But there was also another big win yesterday before that in Kansas City, the Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Texans get the biggest win of the B.O.B. era.
Victory formation for the Houston Texans. It's over. The Texans beat Kansas City 31-24, and they run their record to 4-2.
I will say this, and I know that it's a week-to-week league, and I know that, you know, it's a roller coaster ride. That win is the biggest win of the Bill O'Brien era, and you could almost make a case that that might be the biggest win in franchise history. And I can lay out the case for it, but I don't think there's anything even in the same ballpark when it comes to the
regular
biggest
season
wins.
You're talking about.
Period. Regular season, whatever. I think you could even go playoff wins to a certain point, because this is the one win. This is the one time in following this organization where I truly feel and I truly believe with 100% certainty that as the NFL is laid out right now, the Houston Texans can beat any team in this league. Now, they can lose to maybe any team in this league with what we saw against the Carolina Panthers 2 weeks ago, but this is the first time where I feel like your ceiling is as high as it possibly could be, and on any given Sunday, because of Deshaun Watson, who's playing at an MVP-type level, your ceiling is higher than it's ever been, and that's why I think this is the biggest win of the Houston Texans, maybe franchise history, because, you know, you can go back in the 2000s, you can say they had good squads, but you always felt like maybe the Patriots, maybe even the Colts had the upper hand on you, and you didn't feel like you could beat them. I feel like the Houston Texans, as they're built right now, with Deshaun Watson playing the way he's playing, can beat anybody right now, and I haven't been able to say that with 100% certainty.
I don't know if I'll go that far, but I'm in the same neighborhood, ballpark, if you will, as you. I feel like this. It's a feeling, right? It's a feeling you have watching this Texans team versus even watching the 2011 or 2012 or 2016 or 15 Texans or whatever it is. I think I feel better about this squad on any given Sunday than I ever have about a Texans team. And that includes, I know they've had some really good records and such, but that includes the same, that includes any team. I'm not going to say it's the biggest win because playoff wins are bigger. I do think it's the biggest regular season win. And I'll add this. What was my big contention going into this game? Bill O'Brien has never backed up good wins. Well, he just did. You know, he just backed up really good wins on the road to beat the Chargers. I know they've struggled, but
I don't know about that Atlanta win at this point.
Well, I'm just saying he's backed up good performances one after another, which is what you have to do. Because even during the 9-game win streak last year, you didn't feel like this, did you? You didn't feel like this team.
No, I didn't feel like they could beat anybody, and that's why I put this above the playoff wins. Mm-hmm. I get it, because I think there was eventually you were going to crash. But right now, I feel like in this league, we saw them go toe-to-toe with the Saints. They probably should have beat the Saints, and they went out there and they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. This is the first time I feel like they can beat anybody, and I've never felt that way. And even if they go lose this week to the Indianapolis Colts, I still know in the back of my mind, because of what I've seen against maybe the best team in the NFC when they get Drew Brees back, the Saints, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who, regardless of how flawed they are right now, they're one of the best teams in the league. I feel like they can beat anybody. And I think when you have that certainty, there's not a lot of teams in the league, even some of the teams with good records, that can say that. But the Texans can say that because Deshaun Watson right now is playing MVP caliber football. And a quarterback, when he's playing like Deshaun Watson, can take you to the promised land.
Well, and here's the other thing. You have a direct path to it's early, obviously. You know, you're 6 games in. But you have a direct path right now to a first-round bye. There's only two teams with a better record than you in the AFC, and they're both in the same division, which means they're both not going to be ahead of you if you take care of your business. The only ones that are tied with you right now are the Baltimore Ravens, who you play, and then from there you can just go to the Kansas City Chiefs, who you've beaten. And so the Texans are in a really, really good spot, and I feel as if they're going. This is the best I've felt about this team, maybe ever, but certainly in a long time.
For sure. And Mark Vandermeer, who was on Texans radio before us, the man who had the call, the man whose voice you just heard as Deshaun Watson hit his knee in that victory formation, he disagrees. I think he knew this was coming. He is a loophole, so shout out to Vandy. But he disagrees with what I just said. Here's Mark Vandermeer earlier this morning talking about this being a big win, the biggest win of the Bill O'Brien era.
The amount of praise they're heaping on the franchise after destroying them 2 weeks ago, and I get it, Johnny. It's pendulum swinging big time.
Yeah.
It's so extreme by some of these media types. You can't call it the biggest win ever for Bill O'Brien. I can't say this is bigger than beating Indy in 2015 when you did it for the first time ever and it paved the way to win the division
right.
under him for the first time and for the third time ever when you beat Indy in 2016. Because trust me on this, Johnny, if they lose to the Colts on Sunday, the same people who are heaping praise on them right now will be killing them next week. You just got to keep going here. It's a long campaign.
I mean, he's right. It is a week-to-week league, and I'm sure that there will be times where things don't look good, but you'll always know that the Texans can beat anybody. And as far as the 2015 win against Indianapolis, like, you got to be kidding me, Vandy. Like, I know it might have meant a lot for him because he went through all the hard times of not being able to beat the Colts, but if you're going to sit here and tell me that in the big scheme of things, in what matters in football, which is reaching the ultimate goal, that Brandon Whedon going and beating Matt Hasselbeck in the 6-7 Colts is bigger than this win, a win on the road against Kansas City, or in 2016 beating them with Andrew Luck twice where he was in so much pain that he ended up retiring this year, in which your ceiling was way lower than it is right now. I get that it might mean a little bit more to Vandy, but those wins were not as big as what we saw yesterday, because wins like yesterday, they catapult your quarterback to a new level. They give your coach something that he hasn't done in a long time. And although there's still work to be done and it's a fluid process and it's going to be up and down, that those the wins against Indianapolis in 2015 and 16 cannot hold the jock of what we saw yesterday.
Yesterday was the best win in Bill O'Brien's era.
Easily. Career. I mean, like, I'm saying Period. Franchise history.
No,
might be extreme. I can argue that. But you can't even put
this
any
is...
win Bill O'Brien has ever had in the same category as this.
You absolutely
you cannot
yesterday
do
was
that.
You're talking about the reigning MVP.
Brandon Whedon versus Hasselbeck's bigger than this? Come on, Vandy.
No. Look, Vandy's the man. But
come
but
on,
the,
bro.
There is. I don't think there's even an argument. You know, emotions aside, you know, if you have a long losing streak against a team and you're 2-6 and beat them, you might think that's the biggest win in your history, because that was an emotional win. I'm not talking about the emotionally the best win that you've ever had or seen. I'm talking about the actual best win. The actual best win you've had was yesterday against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, Super Bowl favorite, co-favorite with New England, reigning MVP, greatest play caller perhaps alive today. You go in there and beat the pants off of them in the fourth quarter, especially in the second half. Emotions aside, yesterday was the best win in Bill O'Brien's tenure.
Not even close.
Period.
Not even close. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light. Speaking of the devil, Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, he's meeting with the media. We'll hear his words live following that win against Kansas City and 6 days away from a showdown with the Indianapolis Colts. We also have some massive, massive injury news that impacts the Texans. We'll tell you what that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.